I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The ever-popular spring gobbler season in West Virginia is just around the corner. We'll get a preview on the upcoming season right after this. Spring gobbler season, one of the most anticipated hunting seasons in West Virginia, and 2021 is no different. Biologist Mike Peters says under normal circumstances, he would consider this year was going to be a down year for gobbler hunters statewide.
When I look at harvest or try to think of what harvest is going to be like, I go back 2 years and I look at bird production, mostly because most of the birds harvested are two-year-old birds. So if we look 2 years back, bird production was on the low side. It was 32% lower than 2018 bird production. So if I was just going to that, I would say our harvest is probably going to be down from last year.
But there is one key difference. For the first time ever, the spring gobbler season this year in West Virginia is 5 weeks long. And according to Peters, that will make a difference.
But this year, we're going to a 5-week spring gobbler season. So people have another week of opportunity to actually harvest birds. So in the grand scheme of things, I think things are going to kind of balance out. I think harvest this year will be kind of what it was last year.
A few years back, at the beckoning of sportsmen for many years, the Natural Resources Commission moved the 4-week season back to open a week earlier. But many then missed the old final week of the season. So this year, the commission allowed for that to be reinstated as well.
We did get a lot of requests to have that fifth week, that addition there, because so many people did enjoy that last week there. So I hope people take advantage of that this year now.
And so which week's the most effective? Well, that really depends on who you ask, but Peter says the amount of leaves on the trees is always impacting success one way or the other.
You talk to the old turkey hunters, and a lot of them do prefer hunting before leaves out, just because calls don't travel as far. It's harder to hear birds, well, and it's also harder to see birds, too. And they got to be closer and things like that. But I still talk to a lot of folks that still enjoy the later weeks in the season for hunting.
But unlike others, Peter says West Virginia does not have a second peak of gobbling.
You know, a lot of states indicate that they actually have two peaks in gobbling. A major peak in the beginning when breeding first starts, and then another peak when hens are mostly nesting and gobblers out looking again. West Virginia doesn't follow that. As the season progresses, our gobbling actually decreases throughout the entire season.
The youth season for gobblers is April 17th and 18th, and then the full 5-week season opens April 19th and runs all the way through May 23rd. Good hunting and be safe. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.